25. Message to Esperantists, home of Mr. and Mrs. Arthur J. Parsons. 25th April, 1912. 1700 18th Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. Notes by Joseph H. Hannon. Today, the greatest need of the world of humanity is discontinuance of the existing misunderstandings among nations. This can be accomplished through the unity of language. Unless the unity of languages is realized, the most great peace and the oneness of the human world cannot be effectively organized and established, because the function of language is to portray the mysteries and secrets of human hearts. The heart is like a box, and language is the key. Only by using the key can we open the box and observe the gems it contains. Therefore, the question of an auxiliary international tongue has the utmost importance. Through this means, international education and training become possible. The evidence and history of the past can be acquired. The spread of the known facts of the human world depends upon language. The explanation of divine teachings can only be through this medium. As long as diversity of tongues and lack of comprehension of other languages continue, these glorious aims cannot be realized. Therefore, the very first service to the world of man is to establish this auxiliary international means of communication. It will become the cause of the tranquility of the human commonwealth. Through it, sciences and arts will be spread among the nations, and it will prove to be the means of the progress and development of all races. We must endeavour with all our powers to establish this international auxiliary language throughout the world. It is my hope that it may be perfected through the bounties of God, and that intelligent men may be selected from the various countries of the world to organise an international congress whose chief aim will be the promotion of this universal medium of speech.